Yeah, that sounds like a major landmark in fashion history. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, during that time in the 60s, most places would let women come in to their their restaurants in, you know, something other than a pantsuit. People didn't wear pants. I never wore pants in high school, but that was in the 50s. But in the 60s, they were just beginning to relax the dress code for the country, I guess, and for Dallas. You still had requirements on what was proper to wear at certain times. I think that's gone out the window here lately, but during that time, you know, you had your little white gloves and you had your little pillbox hats. When you saw the first ladies, for our country, they all were always dressed properly, in public or, you know, at any event that they went to. So that's how we really found out more about fashion, was through what was being shown on the news, TV, and in the print, and, of course, in the fashion magazines.
Yeah, having that sort of public exposure definitely does help kind of set a fashion mood, maybe. I feel like a lot of people don't think about the options that they have when they go to a store, having been chosen or advocated for by someone. So what was it like for you to advocate for a pantsuit to be for sale in a dress department?
Well, it was scary first because Mr. Stanley had his particular likes and dislikes. And, but it was a good manufacturing company, and I can't even remember the name of it because it wasn't a name, you know, a designer name. And they did a three-piece pantsuit. It had a skirt, it had pants, and it had a top, that coordinated. It was like a travel outfit. And it was my hot seller. In the 1960s. I'm trying to remember the date, but I made all sorts of records for the department by the sales that I made. I couldn't get them in fast enough, so that was exciting. And then later, my assistant, who became a buyer and took over my little department, she had to meet those figures, and she was fussing at me because, of course, I was the first one to get them in, and it was hot, and it was available in lots of different colors, and people liked it. So, but she was up against those figures, which she did well.
How funny.
I know. I think she went on to buy either on the West Coast or the East Coast. But